three guns.
Okay, so start again.
Okay. I was sitting outside my room, mm-hmm. and I heard one gunshot, and then silence for a minute, and then I heard three gunshots go off.
Okay. So you were sitting on that little, like a
the little bench right there? Yeah.
Thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long had you been outside?
I had been outside for probably about 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
Because my cigarette was almost done.
Okay, so,
so
basically the length of time it took you to smoke a cigarette, you're out there.
Yes.
Did you hear anything going on prior to the gunshots?
No. I heard no yelling, no arguing, no nothing.
Okay. So you didn't hear anything up until you hear one gunshot, and then...
And then three others.
So. And the time between was approximately...
Probably 45 seconds to a minute.
Okay. So you hear a gunshot, 45 seconds, a minute later you hear three more.
Yes.
Okay. And what did you hear after the gunshots?
Then I heard sirens.
Okay.
So...
And could you see anything?
No, I couldn't see anything from where I was. And then we came down this way and kind of looked, but all we saw was just the fire truck and everything. So
when you heard the gunshots, did you look in the direction where that you heard them? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so you looked that way. Could you see anything at all?
No, there's trees all over the place. So
you hear one shot, 45 seconds later, three more. Short time after that, sirens?
Yes.
Okay.
Very short time after that.
Okay.
It was almost immediate. And then all of a sudden...
Then what did you do after the sirens?
Then we came out here and kind of stood right here and looked, and all we saw was just what's going on
so
right
from
now.
From this driveway right here?
Yeah.
Okay, and we being you?
Me and my dad and my sister Sarah.
Okay, so you and Mike and Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. And did you hear anything going on, any yelling, screaming, anything like that?
No, nothing.
Okay. And how long did you guys stay out here?
Probably a good 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the folks that live in that corner house?
Yeah, we've had altercations with them before.
Okay, tell me about those.
Our dog, our youngest dog, we have a puppy, and he yaps a lot. Mm-hmm. He likes to bark. So a gentleman came over from over there, and he was extremely intoxicated.
Okay.
And he came over, and he started yelling and throwing stuff at our dog.
Okay.
And... one of my sister's boyfriend had come outside because he lives here.
Okay.
He had come outside and, you know, said, hey, you know, why are you throwing stuff at my dog? What's going on?
Right.
He's like, oh, well, your dog won't shut up and da 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 da. And he just, you know, was going off very belligerent, very.
Who's the guy? Do you know by name? Or?
No, I don't. Ooh, I didn't see a good look at him.
Okay, but just somebody.
Somebody from that house for sure. He said he was definitely from that house because later he had gone over there. My sister's boyfriend had gone over there and they had talked and kind of worked things out. So, but he did come over here very belligerent and, you know, was starting an altercation with my sister's boyfriend, saying he was going to beat him up and, you know, stuff like that. So. It was a big deal, and then my daughter was here, and my friend had my daughter in her arms, and she's, like, you know, freaking out because there's some belligerent guy screaming, so she runs inside with the kid, and, you know, so it was just huge altercation with him.
When was that?
Oh, that
maybe
was probably...
A month and a half ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other incidents with them?
No, they're loud and... They party a lot.
Yeah.
That we know.
How often do they party?
Oh, every night.
Give them a couple, at least. Yeah. At least four or five times a week.
Wow.
Oh, during weekdays too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'll come outside for cigarettes right in that same spot every night,
we
can hear them, you know, music, screaming and yelling, and da 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 da. I mean, I've been out there 2-3 in the morning sometimes, and they're out there. So
that was like really loud, or just you can hear it.
Oh, it's loud.
Yeah,
it's loud.
It's not wake us up, but if you're outside, you can definitely hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys have never had to call us and tell them to.
No. Well, and we're kind of, you know, a big family. We're loud, so.
Yeah.
Okay. We kind of have graces for people who are loud.
Right.
So,
but they quite often have loud music and carrying on late at night.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and it's very, very late at night usually. Yeah. So.
You know anything else about them? Any other contacts you've had with them?
No, not really at all.
I think Tommy talked to him like a week ago.
Who's Tommy?
He's my sister's boyfriend. Yeah. The one who had the altercation with him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he would know a lot more about that guy than any of us.
But on today's thing, were you home all day?
Yeah, I was home all day.
Did you hear anything coming from that house earlier in the day or anything?
No. No, and I go out for cigarettes probably every 30 to 45 minutes.
Do you have a driver's license handy?
Actually, I do.
Yeah. That way we can write your info down real quick.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And your name is just like a write down. I'll probably reference you in there. What's your birth? What's the contact number for you?
Not the same as my driver's license address, definitely.
I see that top sitting phone is not worth
it. Yeah.
That doesn't see me, or?
Yeah, see me.
Are you getting Becky's info there?
Yep.
Alright.
And so.
No, I'm not working.
Okay. All right, so basically you'd come out, you hadn't heard anything. You were here all day. You didn't hear anything earlier. And you'd been outside for the length of time it took you to smoke a cigarette, which was about 5 minutes. You're just about done.
Mm-hmm.
You heard one, it sounded like one gunshot.
Yep.
45 seconds later, you hear three more.
Yes.
And then shortly thereafter,
sirens.
Sirens.
Mm-hmm.
You guys end up walking out here to the corner.
Yep.
You see the fire truck and the ambulance, and that's it. You stayed here for about 15 minutes looking, and that's all you saw was just the...
Yeah. My dad saw a body, but okay. When he saw the body, he told me to go away.
Go away.
So,
okay.
Yeah. He was like, you need to go.
And you didn't see anything from your porch area because of the... I guess
yeah, no, there's way too many trees and everything,
okay.
So I couldn't see anything.
All right, well, appreciate your time.
Not a problem.
All right, thanks.
And if your mom and dad say, hey,